You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Monday, February 5th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. We have Tina from Safe Kids Grand Forks calling in and Amanda Lean from Polk County Public Health joining us in studio. And ladies, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
And so thank you very much for both joining us today. And so it's going to be Winter Walk Day. That's going to be coming up in a couple days. And that's going to be a big event here in town.
Yes, absolutely. So we are celebrating Winter Walk to School Day. And in our region, we are celebrating with 11 different schools, five of them in Minnesota. So Highland is one of them. And they're planning a huge, huge celebration over at Highland.
So what are they going to be doing over there?
So
Go ahead, Amanda.
Yeah. So here in Crookston, this is Amanda with Polk County Public Health, and we're excited to be celebrating Winter Walk to School Day, partnering with Highland School here in Crookston, and just want to say thank you to them for partnering with us on this and Safe Kids. And we're going to have an opportunity for those that are being bused to town be dropped off just by the bus garage, and we'll be greeting people there with volunteers. We're going to have people from both the Crookston Police Department, the Polk County Sheriff's Department, some other parents. We're encouraging people to come and join in the kit with the kids walking to school. So it'll just be a short little walk to get to school, and then we're going to be greeted with some free hot chocolate on the day. And just that opportunity to really encourage people to walk during all months of the year. It's winter time. We know that. We've had a pretty mild winter. But even if it wasn't a mild winter, encouraging people to walk to school, there's a number of benefits from a health and wellness perspective. And then, of course, too, partnering with Safe Kids on some of the safety aspects of walking to school. So we're going to have a crowd there. We're going to encourage those being bused, like I said, and then those that are even dropped off by parents can be dropped down, and parents can join as well.
So what are some of those benefits?
We know that kids that get their physical activity, you know, from a public health perspective, we're really encouraging that active way to start your day. We know kids learn better. They're more focused. They're more attentive. They're going to retain that information a lot better. Also that social connectedness, getting to walk to school with friends or family, getting to know your neighborhood is just a really good way to start your day, to maybe have a little fun, to enjoy the outdoors. We do know that getting kids connected to the outdoors is really important as well. And so just a number of benefits. Again, whether it's walking, biking, we host a number of events throughout the year, whether it's walk, bike, and roll to school. But here for this day, it's our Winter Walk to School Day, and we can't wait to see the kids that come out and participate.
It's going to feel like Spring Walk to School Day with the way how this winter has been.
Yeah.
Tina, how important is it for kids to get there safely? You know, obviously with Safe Kids Grand Forks being involved.
Yeah, we are really encouraging, like Amanda said, for families to come out and walk with their students. Sometimes our younger kids don't really have a concept of how fast a car is moving or how much time they have to cross the street. So having those adults there to kind of guide them on that. We really want parents to have that conversation with their kids. When we talk to kids about being safe pedestrians, some of the things that we discuss with them is making sure that they cross at the crosswalk. And sometimes we don't have crosswalks available, but definitely crossing at the corners, noting that cars are more likely to notice or know to stop for pedestrians at corners rather than in the middle of the block, and certainly never wanting to cross in between two cars. The other thing that we talk to kids about is making sure that they make eye contact with the drivers, making sure that the driver knows that they are planning to cross and the kids know that that driver is stopping for them. And then, of course, making sure that they note that the tires on the car have stopped. You know, we're having a lot milder weather, but it's still got some icy conditions out there. And sometimes when we tell our car to stop in those icy conditions, it doesn't really listen to us. So it's really, really important for the kids to note that those wheels have come to a full stop before they start crossing across the road. We have, you know, like Amanda said, all sorts of volunteers that are helping. But it's important to have that conversation so that we can, you know, develop a safe culture of walking in Crookston and making sure that the kids are crossing safely and we're not having any sort of crashes.
So not only is this for good exercise, but this is also a very educational day as well.
Absolutely is. And, you know, in the wintertime, we've got, you know, kind of darker conditions at the times that kids would be walking to or from school. So one of the things that we encourage is making sure that you're really, really visible. One of the things that we'll be handing out is some reflective items. But we encourage if parents are buying new backpacks or new winter coats to get ones that are a little bit reflective, a little bit better to be seen in those low light conditions. Because, yeah, if it's really dim outside when it's getting light a little bit later in the morning, it's really important that we have some reflective stuff on us so that we're easily visible.
And this is just going to be in the morning of February 7th?
It is, but we're hoping that everybody will realize that we're really tough up here in the north, and we can walk every day in the wintertime for the most part. The cold's not going to break our spirit, and we're going to be able to be out there and walking.
What are some other winter pedestrian tips?
Well, when we're talking to our friends who are maybe clearing their sidewalks, we want to make sure that we don't have large piles of snow at the corners. We want to make sure to knock those down. And if you have a large pile of snow at a corner near your home, you might want to talk to the city about helping to get that cleared out, making sure that we are able to see pedestrians that might be crossing. So get those berms a little bit lower so that we can make sure that it's safer for visibility. And then, you know, when we're walking across the street, we don't want to run. We want to, you know, take our time to make sure that we're not going to slip and fall. If you're on the ground, obviously you're way harder for a car to see. So it's really important that we go ahead and take our time and we walk really safely across the street. You know, it's been an unusual winter and it's really nice and warm outside comparatively, but it is still wet. It's still icy. And it's really, really important that we keep our footing under us and make sure that we're walking really, really safely.
You have any other safety tips to add, Amanda?
No, not necessarily around the safety. Again, we appreciate Safe Kids being a partner in this and encouraging those safety messages, especially when the winter looks a little different than when we're used to. Walking on snow sometimes feels a little different than walking on the ice. But I think I just want to reiterate that, you know, this is happening on February 7th at Highland School in the morning. But we really want to build up that momentum behind walking to school as much as we possibly can for those benefits that are mentioned, and then encouraging that environment to be as safe as possible. You know, working in partnership with our schools, one thing that we do with Polk County Public Health is work on safe routes to school projects with our schools. And I know that that's something that Highland's looking at. And in addition to this event happening in Crookston on that morning, we are also partnering with Fisher School. So they'll be doing the same thing for any of our Crookston folks that have their families or children going to school in Fisher. We're encouraging you to drop off at the Lutheran Church and it will be the same kind of thing. Minnesota Safe Routes to School. This is an initiative across the state. So there's going to be schools, hundreds of schools, over 500 schools that participate in this day. And I think that's a really wonderful thing to kind of bring together this idea and concept of encouraging people to get active in the morning and to do it as safely as possible.
So what is the Minnesota Safe Routes kind of initiative that's going on throughout the state?
Yeah, that's in partnership. It's been a number of years. It's in partnership with MnDOT. It falls under the Minnesota Department of Highway. And so it's someone that we partner on. We also have our Towards Zero Death Coalition within this region that, again, that safety message, we're encouraging that safety message. So lots of partners are really trying to work on this initiative and push this messaging. And, again, it's just I love the local partnerships that are taking place and just can't thank Safe Kids for really driving this forward and helping make it happen. I think is really awesome to see in our region. Because as Tina mentioned, it's wider than just here. Tina, was that 11 schools total, I believe you said?
11 schools, yeah, in our region alone.
So that'll be pretty fun to see everyone and getting pictures and seeing people out and about. It always really helps with that community connection. And we're looking forward to this Wednesday.
Yeah, that winter walk to school day on Wednesday the 7th. That's going to be in the morning. And then some driver safety tips. That can be for either Amanda or Tina to jump in with all the driver safety tips, especially as we're assuming more of the winter weather is going to be coming.
Yeah, and Tina, I'll let you speak to that. I just think you know, the more we encourage people to walk, the more we also want to encourage those behind the vehicles and behind the wheel to be aware of hopefully more pedestrian movement. So, Tina, I'll turn it to you.
Yeah, it's really important that our drivers are taking those extra few seconds to come to a complete stop, kind of braking ahead of the stop signs and our stoplights and that sort of thing. Keeping their eyes peeled for pedestrians when they're out driving and trying to really make eye contact with those pedestrians as they're trying to cross. But I mean, another thing that we should be keeping in mind when we are driving around in the wintertime is making sure that we have some safety items in our car, you know, making sure that we have, you know, a shovel and we have, you know, items to help ourselves out in case we end up in the ditch and that sort of thing. But it is really, really important that we keep an eye out for those pedestrians. And especially as we're talking about this event coming up, know that your neighborhoods might have a few more kids walking around than usual. And, you know, it's an exciting event. We've got a lot of local celebrities that are coming out. I call them local celebrities. We've got our, you know, Crookston Police, like Amanda said, and Sheriff's Department. It's going to be really, really very busy over there. So making sure that you're taking some extra time when you leave for work, if you live in the Highland area, would be a really good idea.
And not just for today, but for, you know, other days too, when school students are walking to school, and also when they're around driving around buses too. I know that's been a pretty big emphasis around here, is the stop arm violations seem to have been going up, and that's been a pretty big emphasis throughout the fall carrying into the winter.
That's true. Yeah, we want to make sure that we're really, really aware of those buses, and making sure that we do keep in mind that those stop signs are for those kids' safety. But it's a big violation if you pass up that stop sign. So make sure that you're stopping when you see that stop arm out.
And I will say, too, I know there's been a number of projects that have been worked on with the city of Crookston and Highland. You know, they've done some work with the drop-off zones. You know, that's another advantage of walking to school, right? We have less vehicles, less buses, less of that, you know, vehicle traffic in front of the school on the day. And I also know it's a little bit harder to see in the wintertime, but we don't have a ton of snow. But a number of years ago, the bike charros were painted along the corridor to Highland School. And I know that brought a lot of awareness too, of that mindfulness around other people are using the roads, that might be on bikes, that might be on foot, that might be in a wheelchair, that might be, you know, accessing the school or the Highland complex or other areas in the community in a different way. And so it's just continuing to bring that awareness that we're sharing in the road, we're sharing and getting to work or to school, however that looks, and we're doing it as safely as possible.
And of course, there's speed limits out there for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. And so being sure that you're aware behind the wheel and of not just the pedestrians, but just how fast you're going, if there's a bus around you, all that fun stuff to just keep everyone safe.
Absolutely. We know it's a busy intersection up there. We've done a couple. We've been out with Highland School and a number of people to do some car counts on that day. And it's very, very busy up there. So this will be another busy day, a fun festive day. And we just, as Tina had mentioned, just be aware of that if you're heading in that direction on that morning.
Yep. It'll be Wednesday the 7th for Winter Walk to School Day. Any other general safety tips that you can think of, Tina, as far as whether it be pedestrians, drivers, or anything else for the wintertime?
Of course. I mean, Safe Kids is always talking about car seat safety because we are in the wintertime. I do want to mention that when we're using our car seats, we want to make sure that kiddos are not wearing their heavy coats underneath the harness, making sure that their harness fits them correctly. Our heavy coats will interfere with that. If you have any questions about your car seat's fit or anything like that, this Thursday, actually, we have a car seat check event going on at Rydell in Grand Forks. And you don't need an appointment. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. So if you've got questions, especially if you've got questions about how your child is fitting in their harness, please come and see us. We would love that. And then, of course, it is really important that we utilize those car seats correctly. So making sure that they're installed correctly is really important. Especially as our children grow, we have to adjust the car seat to fit their new size. Children are constantly growing, so we want to make sure that they fit their car seat really, really well. So as Safe Kids, I'd be remiss not to mention that.
Absolutely. Amanda, do you have any other safety tips?
Not safety tips. Just that encouragement, too, that I know we talked specifically about the Highland event today. I mentioned Fisher, but we encourage any kids on the morning of February 7th to walk to school and participate. Celebrations can be as small as possible and as large as possible. We happen to be having very focused events here in Crookston and Fisher and the three other schools in East Grand Forks and then the others across the border in Grand Forks. But again, you know, if you're hearing this and you want to participate, please feel free and talk with your student or your child or those in your household about the importance of walking to school and staying active. We have a number of other things throughout February Fitness. Those that might be familiar with our February Fitness Fever, it's been around for a long time, but also other ways to keep people active during what tend to be some of our colder, you know, darker months throughout the winter. Just encouraging people to bundle up, dress in layers, you know, from that safety aspect, that's kind of how we like to approach it. How do you dress for winter that keeps you warm and keeps you safe, wearing the right type of shoes when you're going out, keeping, you know, hats, mittens, gloves, keeping our skin the least exposed as possible, and then those layers depending on your activity. So, you know, Fitness Fever, we have events all throughout the month on Sundays. They're free for families across Polk County. People can join us in any of those locations. And the next one coming up is this Sunday on February 11th. It's Winter Fest. We'll see what we have for snow. But again, it's one of those activities if you're cross-country skiing or, you know, outside sledding, sometimes dressing in those layers is going to be the most helpful. So just keeping ourselves safe and active throughout the winter months is really what we want to lead with today.
Yeah, how important is it to stay active during the winter months, even when it gets to, you know, the really cold numbers that we saw just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. where it was frigid temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, like Tina had said, we're pretty tough up here. We do a number of outdoor activities already, you know, whether that's snowmobiling, snowshoeing, hockey, you know, we have a lot of things, and I think a lot of us are missing out on some of those activities this year if we don't have the amount of snow that we're used to. I know I haven't even been cross-country skiing or snowshoeing yet, so we'll see what we have for this weekend. But even, yeah, to your point, it's we know that those community connections are just as important, and if you can get community together and people active at the same time, that's really what we encourage with these fitness events. And we love that Winter Walk to School Day is right there in February too, because it helps drive that home.
Yeah, it's a great way to start off the month as well. As let's go over one last time Winter Walk to School Day, when it is, some of the benefits to it, who all is participating, and of course if you're not in one of the schools that participates, you're free to participate as well.
Absolutely. It's February 7th. It's the morning of February 7th on the way to school. Specifically here in Crookston at Highland School, we'll have the buses be able to drop off kids at the bus garage. Then they'll take that block to the school. Parents, you can drop your kids off there as well, or even walk with them if you'd like. There'll be some, as Tina mentioned, some local people there greeting them, helping them walk, giving prizes, as she mentioned, and some hot chocolate. I said, depending on how it's going to be, we might need some like cold drink, but yeah. No, hot chocolate's good any time of the year, right? Fisher will be participating as well. They'll be dropped off at the Lutheran Church and be walking over. Same kind of event. Also looking for volunteers that want to come out and help bring groups to the school, walk groups to the school. And then, yeah, as you had mentioned, anyone is willing to come along. So
any final thoughts, Tina?
Just like Amanda said, we encourage everybody to join us to walk on the 7th. You know, if you don't have kiddos at school, but you live close enough to your workplace that you can walk to work. I just want to encourage us to start a habit, a healthy 2024 habit of walking safely and kind of getting that exercise in the morning. It's really, really healthy for us.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for calling in, Tina. Amanda, any final thoughts before we let you guys go?
No, just thank you guys. Thank you to KRX for letting us come on and talk about staying active in the area.
So that was Amanda Lean from Polk County Public Health and Tina from Safe Kids at Grand Forks. Again, Winter Walk to School Day is going to be on February 7th, so make sure that you're extra aware on that morning, as there will be a lot of people walking to school and should be an excellent event. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That was our Valley Talk.